The Reverend Dr. T. Anthony Spearman is slender and 61. A native New Yorker, he's pastor of a church generations old in Hickory. Spearman's a man who chooses his words carefully.
Many African Americans, and it would be very true of my own family of origin, have what I would consider homophobic ideations.
Spearman tells of an incident about 15 years ago that helped to change his thinking. He was a minister and student advisor at a church-affiliated, historically black college in Salisbury. He says many gay and lesbian students came to talk about their struggles, including a lack of acceptance at the school. One young man told Spearman he planned to commit suicide.
Sitting with him, I knew that if I had let him out of that office that night, that I wouldn't, the next thing I would do with him was a funeral. I befriended him. It became just so real to me that this young man's life is just as valuable as anybody else's life.
Today, Spearman says he would be willing to marry a gay couple. He's taken a public stand against the marriage amendment approved last fall by the Republican-controlled state legislature. But Spearman will be the first to tell you that many, maybe most, of the people in his own congregation don't agree with him. On a Wednesday night in November, about 25 members of the Clinton Tabernacle AME Zion Church wind up their praise service before the weekly Bible study. As his text for the night, Reverend Spearman chooses the gospel story of the Good Samaritan, who helps the man who's been beaten and robbed and left on the road to Jericho.
Say that this victim is a victim of gay bashing.
Spearman says in the story, Jesus is saying, love everyone, including those you despise the most.
Jesus is always calling us away from our comfort zones. If you look at his life, he's always out there doing something to liberate somebody's life from something. And he expects us to do the very same thing.
So far, Reverend Spearman's flock seems to be with him. Sylvia Shuford, an ordained minister in the church, says she works in the medical field.
Gays, transvestites, I've had to deal with all of them. And God has given me a discernment where I can look beyond and I see people.
But Shuford's attitude changes in a hurry when Spearman shifts the discussion from love thy neighbor tolerance of gay people to the question of marriage equality.
So you're saying it's right to marry gay people?
Shuford gets in an argument with another parishioner, Barry Tiggett, who supports the right to gay marriage.
And we should not infringe upon their rights. You know, I feel like ultimately God's the one that's going to handle that.
Yes, God is going to handle that.
So, but it's
but
not.
But this is what I have to say. I don't love you any less because if you marry a woman. Mm-hmm. But all I'm going to say is this. That's not what God's words say.
From the back of the room, an older man asks a question. If God made people male and female, quote, where does the gay come in at? Reverend Spearman.
Where does the gay come in at? That's a question that's just as old as anything else there is.
The man who asked the question, Winslow Sherrill, has an intense personal interest in it. He agrees to meet with me later on a Sunday at a Biscuitville restaurant in Hickory. Sherrill is 74. He has two grown daughters who are openly lesbian.
Well, for some reason, it's there. I don't know what we can do to get it out. But I love them just as much as I ever loved them.
Sherrill has dinner with his daughters and gets along with their partners, but he says on May 8th he will vote for the amendment to write a ban on same-sex marriage into the North Carolina Constitution.
I don't care how you go around gay marriage. To me, it just ain't right.
Some of the things he says doesn't even really make any sense, you know, but that's what he believes, you know.
Winslow Sherrill's daughter, Anita, is 47. She's a devout Christian who struggled for years before making peace with her sexual orientation. She's now convinced the Bible does not condemn homosexuality as a sin. But she's not surprised by the views of her father and many others in his congregation.
They're taking baby steps with it. You know, they're like, we ain't got to like what they're doing, but we got to love them because we Christians. But, oh no, they ain't getting married in my church. I mean, I'm black, and that's just like saying, yeah, you can come in my house, but you're not sitting down, you know. Don't you come past the door, sit down on my furniture, you know. So
Back at Clinton Tabernacle, Reverend Spearman guesses that only about a quarter of his parishioners, mostly young people, support gay marriage. He thinks half or more are opposed. At least one person left his congregation this past winter over his gay rights position. Spearman says his members don't take him on directly, but some talk among themselves, and he gets wind of it.
These little groups will say, we're not used to being told these kinds of things. This is not the place for it in the church. You can sense the resistance, that there's a resistance, but for the most part, nobody wants to talk about it.
Still, Spearman's effort to bring up the subject in his church has achieved at least one thing. It led recently to the first conversation ever between Winslow Sherrill and his daughter Anita about her sexuality.
He says, well, girl, don't you go getting married on me now. I said, I'm going to get married as soon as y'all ignorant people get out of my way and leave us alone. I'm going to get married.
Both sides in the campaign over the marriage amendment are appealing to pastors across the state, saying, in effect, tell your people that the Christian thing to do is to vote for or against the amendment. Polls show a majority in North Carolina wants gay marriage to be against the law, but those same polls find weaker support for the constitutional amendment, which would also ban civil unions. African Americans, one-fifth of the population, could hold the key to the outcome on May 8th. For North Carolina Public Radio, I'm John Bewin.